Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7 and 8. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. Praise the Lord. We are talking about the cost of disloyalty, part 2. The cost of disloyalty, part 2. Please take your seats. It is clear in Scripture that every one of us should uphold this important virtue of loyalty. The Word of God said that it is required of stewards to be faithful. The word faithful means loyal. Because loyalty is very important. Now, before I go into the meat of the matter, the scripture we just read tells us about how God formed man, how God breathed into man his own life, and man became a living being, a living soul. So, I started a series so many years ago, we call it the Ordained Garden, because we believe that it is not by accident that we find ourselves in this church. It's not by accident that you are in the family you find yourself in, that God has orchestrated all these things before the foundations of the earth. And we are here because God wants us to be here, especially for those of us who are walking in the will of God. And so as part of the Ordained Garden series, we had been looking at loyalty right from the garden. And here we see God who formed man out of the dust and breathed into the nostrils of man the breath of life, and man became a living soul. So we have to see loyalty from at least two perspectives. One, loyalty to God, and two, loyalty to man. Praise the Lord. Let me know if you are here. Are you here? Loyalty to God and loyalty to man. Mostly it's easier for us to talk about loyalty to God because we know that God is the boss. But the same principles that we have to adhere to when it comes to loyalty to God, we are also expected to implement the same principles when it comes to relating to people that God brings our way, both above us and on our level, and then even beneath us, if there is any such thing. So please turn to the person by your side and tell them that there are costs to disloyalty. And it's important for you to be loyal. So in connecting God and man and talking about cost of disloyalty, the scripture we read makes us understand that dust was there. God took the dust and decided to form the man. That means that the man who came into being was non-existent until God brought the man into existence using very, what we may term as useless material, the dust. So you can imagine you without the very creative hands of God. You can imagine your life without the investment of the Creator. And so one of the reasons why we have to be loyal is because we would be useless without loyalty. Imagine this whole man was formed out of dust. And without God forming the man, the dust is useless. I mean, you sweep your house every day. You dust places in your house because you don't know the use of the dust. The dust is not useful to you. So imagine if God had not made investment into the man, how man would be. The dust, not useful. And one of the reasons why we have to be loyal to God is because we are useless without loyalty. Even if you are born again, the blood of Jesus has bought you, makes you useful, You are useless to the cause of Christ if you are not loyal to Christ. And there are many people who are born again and they are useless to Christ. Yes, because being born again is powerful. Maybe when you die, you go to heaven, but what's your level of contribution to kingdom work? Did Christ only save you so that you die and go to heaven? Or he saved you to use you here? And so you can be saved and you are still not useful in his hand. Hello? And one of the reasons why we have to teach on loyalty is that no one is born with loyalty. You have to be taught how to be loyal. So let me just build a foundation. So when you know why you have to be loyal, it's easier that you know that you are not very useful if you are not loyal. And look at that. God made an investment by breathing into the dust, and the dust became a living soul. So you are God's investment. The life in you belongs to God. That's why you have to be loyal to God. And you are alive and kicking because God activated you. There is still clay that has not been activated. But you and I were activated by God. We became living beings, living souls, because the life that is in us is for God. Then the next verse says that he created a garden and put a man in there. And before man was put in there, every provision that man needed to sustain his life was already created by God, and man was about the last thing God created. So when he got into the garden, all his provisions were on ground. That is to say that everything we need to enjoy life has been given to us by God. Every good and perfect gift has been given to us by God. It's one of the reasons why we have to be loyal to God. Please, are you here with me? Now, I believe from scripture that one of the reasons why people don't think loyalty is important is the mentality of thinking that you are self-made. Like, I don't owe my life to anybody. I'm self-made. Yeah. Adam didn't think he was self-made. He was made by someone. There are people who think that they have risen to where they are because of their own hard work. And they don't owe it to anybody to be loyal. But there's nobody in this life who is self-made. That mentality where you don't give honor to whom honor is due. Imagine how useful is a day-old child? How useful is that child to itself? Yes. The life of the child itself is danger to the child without the nurturing hand of a carer, say a mother or a father or a nurse. Many children don't survive because maybe they were born in the bush and the mother died in the bush. How far would you have come without the caring hands of someone? This is life. And we can get to that level of pride and carnality where we begin to feel like, I don't owe it to anybody. Sometimes we even shout, I owe it only God. I am here, and if I'm not teaching you wrong doctrine, it's because I was taught by someone. To think that you are self-made, it will make you take loyalty off your radar. And there are children that grow up and they don't feel like they owe their parents any sense of loyalty because now I'm a big boy, now I'm a big girl. So you shut your mother down, you shut your father down because, hey, I'm grown. But you will be somebody's child forever. Hello? Why are you not talking to me? Are you disloyal? You'll be somebody's child forever. I told you that my father was a drunkard. But I owed it to him to be loyal to him because in God's wisdom, that was a man to give birth to me. Hello? It's not a choice that I had. So it was up to me to decide whether I wanted to cross the line or I wanted to stay in the will of God. And if you were a Christian, you have to know that you have to be loyal to your boss. I'll give you something. Loyal to, because some people go to workspaces and they don't understand loyalty. I don't know what your value will be when you lack loyalty, even in your workplace. Like, you find out that certain levels of promotion don't come because of your performance. It will come, and mostly, even in the church, we don't make people do things because they are capable. We make people do things because they are loyal and available. Most able people are disloyal. A lot of people who are, most, you got most national teams, they don't select players who play because they can play. Select players who play because they can listen. And most coaches will not field players who will not listen to instruction. And most people who are very skillful and very, very good, because they don't have a mind to listen, they will always be on the bench. Because, of course, they don't sack players, they sack coaches. So coaches will use people who execute their plan. How loyal are you? Some pastors are not loyal. Some members are not loyal. Some friends are not loyal. And if you have a friend who is not loyal, that person is danger to your cause. Yeah, it has to fall because what I said is very important. I was telling the first service that normally when we say loyalty to God, loyalty to church, loyalty to pastor, loyalty to your parent, loyalty to the state, loyalty to, it goes down, loyalty to employee, loyalty to your children and all of that. People will argue it until you ask the question, should your partner or spouse be loyal? Then you see that everybody becomes steady. People don't believe in loyalty until we go into that space. The person you are married to, must the person show fidelity? Then you say, hey, if you are married to me, you can't sleep with this one. You can't sleep with in marriage, dear, there must be loyalty. I don't know what to work in this life without loyalty, without fidelity, without faithfulness. I don't know what will grow. If you are sitting by someone's shop and you are not faithful, you are going to collapse the business. It's like, one for the master, one for the thief. And people don't have loyalty. The Bible says that he that is faithful with a little. And if you are faithful with another man's business, then God gives you your own. There are people who are not loyal. Look at the person with the one talent given to him. He went and hid it. And when the master came, he said, you are not loyal at all. You are not loyal at all. The reason why some people have not blown is because they don't have loyalty. And if you have competence without loyalty, you are still dangerous to the cause of whoever you are dealing with. Because it's just a matter of time. And Judas will sell Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. I've not started preaching, no. I'm just trying to see if the topic itself is a good topic to handle in the first place. So Adam was in the garden, and if you read verse number, 16, verse number 16 of chapter 2, please look at it. Genesis chapter 2, verse 16. The Lord said to Adam that, and the Lord commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. So this is a very simple instruction God gave to man. He said, everything in the garden you can touch. But this particular one, don't touch it. The day you will touch it, you will die. And all that the man had to do was to be obedient, to be loyal, to touch what he was supposed to touch, and not go near what he was not supposed to touch. When people don't have a mind of loyalty, they don't have boundaries. When you don't have a mind to be loyal, you just transgress. It's like you are not stable. A disloyal person is an unstable person. You can't stay with all the things that you have been given in the garden. You still have to go and find the one that you are not supposed to touch. Disloyal people, and they touch the untouchables. That's why you see that in every space when there is a... That's why you see Judas will go and sell Jesus and come and sit at the table with Jesus and be eating with Jesus. But he has gone to sell him. And he does not understand touching of my anointed. Touching on... When I see people touching their mothers, where I grew up from, you see young men slap their father. Where did you grow? Yeah, you see. And older women there will say that, oh, you are. He also slapped his father. That's why his son is slapping him. And those people will grow and their children will also slap them. It's like the tradition is going on and on and on and on. Because, you see, disloyalty gives birth to disloyalty. My pastor says that if you steal with them, they will steal against you. Yeah. Don't you see that when thieves go and steal, they don't trust anyone? Because they know that one of them can, when they are sleeping, they are not sleeping. Because they know that one of them can wake up and shoot everybody and collect the thing and run away. So there's a way that disloyalty breeds more disloyalty. God said, don't touch. Loyalty is what, you know, makes us stay within boundaries. And sometimes, when we don't teach such things in church, you will think it's human worship and all of that. But there's a reason why God brings people our way. Praise the Lord. Am I boring you? There's a reason why your auntie is the one who raised you. There's a reason why your uncle is the one who raised you. There's a reason why you are married to the person you are married to. I have to be loyal to my wife. My wife has to be loyal to me. Hello? You see that without loyalty, when you have adversity, some people don't associate with you again. Because they don't have loyalty. Most people are fair weather people. They are with you when everything is fine. They really don't have roots of loyalty. And you'll be able to assess the loyalty of people when they are offended and they recover and then continue the relationship. For many disloyal people, the offense is what takes them out of your life. Hello? Judas was offended that a woman broke perfume at the feet of Jesus. From that time, he was so offended. He said, this perfume, we could have sold it. And the money would have been used to feed poor people. You see, mostly disloyal people have this kind of advocacy language. That makes them look like they are spiritual, but they are criminal. You know, the Bible actually says that he was campaigning for the thing to be sold, not to feed the poor, so that he can have opportunity to steal the money in the bag. Yeah. So sometimes, you if you are a boss or an MD, you see that your assistant may gang up with employees and as if, and he can incite them against you with their welfare. As if we should go and do some provident fund. They will be saying, oh man, it makes the MD look very, very stingy and bad. But that's a disloyal person right there. And Judas, he was just speaking to the crowd there. Yeah, he was not even speaking to the leadership. And when Jesus heard it, he said, oh, the poor there, they will always be with us. But this one is being used to prepare me for my burial and my resurrection. Disloyal people never see the spiritual value of what happens in a space. Yeah. Why we are here and we should not be fornicating. Disloyal people don't see. So you can have an MD in the choir who is disloyal, who just be sleeping with the sisters to give them slots. Because he doesn't understand the spiritual value of don't sleep with anybody. They don't understand. And as talented as they are in teaching the songs, they are also skillful in navigating their way into some things that they are not supposed to. Don't eat, don't touch this thing. Don't even eat it. The disloyal person does not understand that as you are sleeping with the people in the choir, no, the girls will start fighting and it will become the problem of the pastor and it will become the problem of the church. I don't know if am I preaching or I'm doing volleyball here. They always have a mind of their own. Yes. When the going gets tough, you see that disloyal people, they withdraw. Hey, when God came into the garden, Adam ran and hid behind a tree. Disloyal people, they have excuses why they should not show up at a critical moment. Hey. But there is cost to disloyalty. Adam's disloyalty cost him a lot. One of the things that cost him for being disloyal to God is he lost the garden, his inheritance. Adam lost the garden. And I must say this point, even before we continue, that one of the greatest things I have seen that breeds disloyalty in people is conversations. What is it? I can't hear you. One more time. Do you know that Adam and Eve were fine until the serpent started talking to them? There are some people, when they are getting closer to your loved ones, you should cut them from getting closer. Run. If you can't run, stop them from getting closer to your children. Yeah. Because they will poison them. They will destroy them. There were people in this church that the moment I saw that they were closer to somebody, I knew that it was just a matter of time. Those people will not be in the church. Didn't matter their level of intelligence. There's a way that a serpent can poison a man in covenant with God. Like Adam. Yeah. And if you look at the quality of some people who were poisoned by certain people to leave certain spaces, you wonder what they tell them. But the serpent is skillful. The serpent is what? I can't hear you. The serpent is what? Look, some people, when they get closer to your children, you have to sense danger. You have to sense what? Because after a while, you realize that your children, their voices are more attuned to the serpentine voice than your voice. That's why you see that. And the voice of the serpent can change the nomenclature of Adam and Eve. Yes, for you see that they are not functioning again the way God created them to function. They have become something else. Something else. And the serpent can create conversation that is very sweet in the ears of someone, and everything is deception. Lies. Nothing breeds disloyalty than conversation. Yes. Like we'll finish preaching like this. You can have a disloyal person who take here and here and here and here and take it out of context and piece it together for someone. I think Pastor was talking about you. I think Pastor was talking about you. I think Pastor knows your this, whatever, blah, 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 blah. I think Pastor was talking about you. Pastor was throwing shades. So you find out that something that you were supposed to receive it with a spiritual heart, you now begin to have a political mind. Pastor is after me. When a disloyal person is in a service, you can piece it together. See? Pastor has heard this. This is personal, whatever. That's what Satan was doing to Adam. God knows that when you people eat this thing, your eyes will open. You will become this and that. That's why this thing God is doing, he's intentionally doing this thing. At this conversation. I know people who spoke to people's husbands or wives and there was fire in their house. And disloyal people will always make you protect them. I love you, that's what I'm telling you. Don't go and mention my name. Yeah, you always protect them. And I'll show you something. One of the things that is even critical to me is that, do you know that I mean, I've not gotten to that point. In the end, God cast man and woman out of the garden. He threw them out. But we never learned that the serpent was thrown out of the garden. Most disloyal people think that your brain is very small. That is why they're even having a certain conversation with you. Yeah. They have seen that there's a certain level of stupidities inside your head. So this person, it's like there's some foolishness there. So let me start this conversation. I know that King, he will swallow this poison. Yeah, because they are very selective on who they approach and start a certain conversation with. And look, if you allow some people to start a certain conversation with you, after a while, they would devalue their level of respect for you. Because they start at level 8, they know that they already have some respect for you. But when you start swallowing what they are telling you, they start downgrading their own respect for you. That's why some conversations cannot go past 10 minutes. You have to stop it. 5 minutes cry is too long. Conversations. All this thing, gayism, whatever, blah, 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 blah. Do you see the conversation going on? Some people are pushing it as the conversation is going on. Pushing it, pushing it, pushing it, pushing it, pushing it. Yeah, so that it will gain root. Yeah, conversation is what people use to establish the root of evil. What do they use? Yeah. You will see that when something happens, you will not be as hurt as the fuel and fire people will come and pour into the matter. Yeah. Once they start pouring fuel, then they give you matches. They say, I have a party, I'm going, I'll be back. They know you will set yourself on fire. Somebody say, it shall never be my story. Yeah. When I had asked for a release from my pastor, his best friend called me and started talking to me. I was driving. I remember I parked. Conversation. 2-3 minutes. I told him, with all due respect, sir, I'm fine with my pastor and there is no problem. I was surprised that the person who called me to tell me that garbage about my pastor, supposed best friend. So all this while that me and my pastor have been going, he has this mind about my pastor. And in his mind, there's a problem why I'm leaving. So when he's having that conversation with me, I will swallow it. I say, I beg, I'm not interested. If you have any problem, I know my pastor is your brother. You can discuss with him. But me and my pastor are dead. There is no problem. We can't continue this. With all due respect, oh, sir. I say, eh. Eh. Some people can sell their battles to you just because of a conversation. Do you know that within some few years when I left, the relationship between my pastor and the friend, it fell through. Sometimes you'll be there, somebody will pick a phone and start talking to you. And when people, because language creates images. As somebody is telling you that this person is a wicked person, you are seeing horns. Your mother doesn't like you. You are saying, what? You will need loyalty everywhere you go. Everywhere. Everywhere you go. When you lose your loyalty, you have lost the value to your life. Because not many people will work with you when they can't trust you. And the worst person to work with is a disloyal person. Dangerous. Adam lost the garden. That's number one. Every disloyal person will have losses. And the real thing you will lose will be your inheritance. What is it? Please, I can't hear you. What is it? Inheritance. Whether the person gave birth to you or... Do you know that a father can have many children, but if you show him so much disloyalty when he's writing the will, Solomon said. He said, the confusion of fathers is that they don't know whether a son will be able to continue their legacy.
Because it is a pain for a father to leave their inheritance to a disloyal child. You show that you don't have the capacity to continue the legacy. Yeah. So there are some fathers, they would rather give the trust of their inheritance to a stranger than to their own biological children. Please raise your head. Are you with me here? So having a blood connection with someone that does not automatically give you anything. You need to prove your loyalty. You need to do what? You need to prove your loyalty. Some children are not loyal to their parent. Your father and mother send you to school. They give you money to take care of you, stipends here and there, put you in good schools, good facilities. The only thing to do to repay them is to learn and come home with a sound mind. You go and start following people who smoke weed. And you start sleeping in the hostel when classes are going on. Where is your loyalty? Please ask somebody, where is your loyalty? Where is your loyalty? Where is your loyalty? If someone sent you to school, you must make the grades for the personal. Because you are their investment. But when you don't have a loyal mind, that's how you go and follow a wayward friend. You go and follow some lifestyle. And they teach you this at home. You come from school to the house and you are a different animal. Because you don't have loyalty. When you appear as that different animal, you will lose your inheritance. You cannot embrace the spirit of disloyalty like Adam and Eve, and God will continue to keep the garden in your hands. It's not possible. There are certain levels of blessings God will not permit in your life until you prove your loyalty. If you are a waster, you don't qualify for a certain level of resources. God is not a fool. He will put into your hand. That's why I say it's required of all stewards to be faithful. Because for you to handle asset, you must have a certain mindset. And when your mindset is a corrupt mindset, then the asset will not be in your hand. Who said leaders are interested in promoting people who will not be on ground to secure their interest? Loyalty. Loyalty is important. You will lose what is yours if you are not loyal. Because everything you have is given. Because it's given, it can be taken. Hello? Yeah. And the thing I saw with disloyalty is that when you grow in disloyalty, after a while, you become disloyal to yourself. Yes, when you enter into realms where you begin to take self-destructive decisions, it's because you lose the compass of how to live well as a human being. So when you are even making decisions to destroy yourself, you don't see it. You begin to feast like a pig that feasts on death, like a dog that feasts on vomit. Are you here with me? There are people who are making decisions that would destroy them, and they feel like this is the kind of decision I want to make. But long before they get to that level, they have shown signs of disloyalty from a place. Then they get to that level where they now self-destruct. Hey, disloyalty is a bad animal. There are things you would think you qualify for, but you will not be given because you have shown disloyalty. It's a threat in a space. When I was going to secondary school, there are some families that helped me feed, though. I used to perch with them. So now that by the grace of God I've grown, they have even grown. They have grown. So I will be there and I will see a call in the night for one of those families. So and so has called me. When I wake up and I see the call, it doesn't matter the time. I'll call back. I say, Mama, is there something I can do? He said, oh, I was just checking up on you. I said, wow. I've already told the church that I am where I am because you fed me in secondary school. So the day you come to the church, we'll give you a flag. Some people don't remember where they have come from. If Adam remembered that he came from dust, his mind would have worked better with God. Some people don't appreciate the garden God has given them. Yeah. And you can be in a marriage and you don't appreciate the marriage God has given you. That's how you're always looking through the window into your neighbor's house. And you want to leave your wife or leave your husband and go to your neighbor's house where you are not welcome. But when you leave your house and you realize that there is curfew everywhere, so the door to your house will be locked, your neighbor's door will be locked, you see that you are the only person outside. You have lost your garden. Loyalty is a real revelation of your discontentment to life. It's a real, you can say, I'm this, I'm this, I'm this, I'm this. But when you are disloyal, it's a sign that you are discontent. You will lose the garden. Adam lost it. Imagine this garden. If you read chapter 2, you see that the garden had a river that parted into four streams. Gold was there. Different kinds of minerals were there. Everything was in the garden. Hey, he lost it. And when he went into the world God put him, it was a very harsh world. God said that the ground is cursed for your sake. Disloyalty always introduces a certain limitation, inhibition, hindrance to your progress. You have a plan to build a company, maybe around a product. You bring somebody around that, oh, because I'm busy, run around. You give them some small stake. They are looking for the 100% input. They can poison you, take it. They can do all kinds of this. They can take it away from you. But as you are doing that, you are losing the inheritance in your own destiny. There is a God in heaven. Yes, there's a God in heaven. You can cheat men. You can be disloyal to men God has brought your way. But God will strip you by all means. Yes. Bible says that wealth ill-gotten will fly away. I'm telling you, you will use it to treat sicknesses that are not in your bloodline. Yeah. It's vanity. Some people don't understand that. They don't understand that when you are around someone's stuff, don't touch it. God told them, he said, don't touch this thing. When I was leaving my former church, God forbid, I left my wife there. I left there with a backpack to Accra. Alone. It is me alone God called. Yeah, it's me alone. When I used to preach in a church here, an Assemblies of God church. I didn't even know that this place is so close to it. I used to preach there for so many years. There are big conventions. I used to preach there every year. When I came here, I didn't know that this place is so close to it. So when we started the church, I saw some familiar faces coming here, blah, 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 blah. I said, I know you in Medina Central Church, blah, 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 blah. He said, yeah, the church is just here. I said, go back. What are you doing here? Go back. You can come and pray here, but don't stay here. Never stay here. You can't remove somebody's block in the wall and go and build your house. Man, you will hear voices. You want to remove somebody's block to build your house? It will be a haunted house. Some people don't care when they are breaking people's houses so that you redeem the block and go and build your house. Boy, be careful. Be careful. And it's a sign of faithlessness to be disloyal. Because if you really believe that God is with you, then his plans for you will come to pass and make you as great as you are supposed to be. And you don't need to destroy anybody to become anything. Hello? Some people, when they are pulling down, they pull you are. Look, anybody you conspire with, they also put you in a particular class that this guy is a conspirator. Hello? And they know you cannot be trusted. My pastor says, if you steal with them, they will steal from you. Hey, it's a blessing to be loyal. Because, and I've seen that sometimes in God testing our loyalty, he will allow some mess to happen with some people who are treasure. To find out our stickability. Yeah. Before the treasure will come out. Like there will be treasure in the trash. It will just bring you treasure in the trash. To check your own heart level, heart condition. And you see that, Charlie, people don't have loyalty. They are just utilitarians. Yes. Utility maximizing people. I get $3 from this one, so hello, 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 because it's the $3 driving them. But when the $3 is not there, utility is zero. Forget about this one. Let's look here. Let's look here. The people are like that. Very opportunistic. And with that opportunism, you don't have loyalty, because every time you go where there are things to serve your interest alone and there is no reciprocity of that kind of investment that people are making into your life in relationship. So every time it's like, gimme, 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 gimme. It's what you receive. Maybe we should call your name gimme. But there is nothing you offer in return. Yeah. You say, my husband, my wife, my this. What are you offering in return? Is there somebody in this life who thinks that when things are so bad, you are there for them? It's a main question. And if they can't think like that, then you have lost them. You will lose the garden if you are not loyal. It doesn't take skill to manage the garden. It takes loyalty to manage the garden. You have to be obedient to the voice of God. Any foolish person can have skill. You can be born with it. Yes. When I look at some of the vocal coaches, and what they are doing with people, you know that there are some things you don't learn them. Some people can just pipe. I saw one guy on social media. He was making the sounds of almost all the animals in the bush. You don't learn it in the music school. It's just, you know. I saw one person too. He was doing some acrobatics. He would just do this, bring the leg up here. That level of flexibility and all that. Some people, they just born them with it. It has nothing to do with. So skill, you can be born with it. But to be a proper human being in society, you need loyalty. Everywhere where good things happen, where bad things happen, there must be loyalty. I'm sure if you go into the cult where they drink blood, one of the reasons why they initiate people into the cult is just for them to have their loyalty. That what you see here will remain here. That's why some of them, you put a gun even to their head, they will still not tell you what you want to hear. Because they have already sworn to an oath, their loyalty. Please, are you here? Yeah. Joseph told Mrs. Potiphar, he said, how can I do this and sin against my God? He had loyalty towards God. We can be in church and we can be looking for all that God can give us and we are not loyal to God. We're not loyal to the people we are supposed to be loyal. If today, you were a husband, you traveled and you saw a nice girl. Brother, look at me. Saw a nice girl. You see, it's easier to sleep with that girl if your loyalty accountability is only to your spouse. Because your spouse doesn't have what it takes to know, except the matter blows. But if your accountability officer is God, there's a supreme accountability officer. It doesn't matter where you are. You know that even under the sea, God is there. And he's already looking at you. Charlie, all your inside, whatever will be going on, you'll be dancing abuja like that for seeing a girl you like, no? You say, Kai, there is no temptation that has befallen me than that which is common to all men. But in the temptation, God has made a way of escape. Let me control myself because God is watching. That's how God being your accountability officer make you escape temptation. But if it's just my wife, what do I care about my wife? At a certain level, when I'm depending on how my emotions are towards her, if I'm angry with her, go and sleep. If she's angry with me, go and sleep. Yeah, but God there. Hello? Are you with me? You are with me. Please, don't come out from the keeper's house in the name of Jesus and go out there and become this disloyal. You are in the bank. You are closing. You are balancing. There is overbalancing. How do you people call it? Overage. Then all of a sudden you're having ideas. Hey, 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 hey. Hey, look at somebody say, hey, 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 hey. Stop it. You don't prosper like that. There's one guy they arrested in Takrade some years ago. Some dormant account in one of the big banks. He was withdrawing 1-1 Ghana Cedi from there. 1-1-1-1-1-1. He built houses. As I tell her, maybe he went into operations. In some way, somehow, when they saw his level and the properties he was having within a short time, they started tracking him, not knowing that all these people who have monies there and have not been coming into the account, he has been stealing. He's not stealing big, oh. 1 Ghana, 10 Ghana, like that. So the people, Krampo, they sometimes feel like they are bank charges. Criminal with PhD. Until they arrested him. Like, how do we get there as children of God? Bible says we are in this world, we are not of this world. Look, if God has not blessed you, don't try to bless yourself. Wait for it. Work hard. I would say, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain. Some people will be there, they say, I want to go and break bank. Because bank money is state money. What do you mean? Then they will put you front page. Sister so-so and so, brother so-so and so. From the keeper's house. Wanted. Hey, 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 stop it. Tell somebody, stop it, stop it. There's a statement God told Saul, King Saul. Anytime I read it, I check my life. When he consulted the witch of Endor, God said, now would your kingdom have been established. Now, just you, this is the test. But you failed. Because you failed, the kingdom is off your hand. Please ask somebody, are you failing the test? Loyalty to God. Loyalty to whatever. Please, don't fail it. Because you lose your inheritance. Just after the test is your inheritance. Whatever God is not giving me, I don't like. I don't want. I'm not for it. I work hard. I will fight like every other person fights in the market. But I'm a child of God. Praise the Lord. I'm a child of God. That's why you see us. You see, you have to go to school. You have to work hard and all of that. But your mentality must be that of a child of God. You cannot say that because you are in the same space with unbelievers, you want to operate like the way they operate. You can't do that. Please tell somebody you can't. You are not permitted as a child of God to do that. Yeah. I think I have to drop you here, right? Okay. Please, let's rise. We'll be going more into it in the course of the month. And I believe strongly that God is going to help us. Praise the Lord. Please tell somebody you are not going to lose your inheritance. Loyalty. I believe that God has blessed us. And we are going to go far. Praise the Lord. Tell somebody if you are hurt, pray to God to heal your heart. I know it's not easy. Tell someone, I know it's not easy. But it's part of the journey. It's part of the journey. We have to be loyal to one another. So be loyal to God. Be loyal to the church. Please tell somebody, be loyal to God. Be loyal to Pastor. The church will be loyal to you. Pastor will be loyal to you. God will be loyal to you. Praise the Lord. As we are relating there, I can't promise that I won't step on your foot. You too, you can't promise. Because human beings, we are fallible. But it does not mean our relationship should end. Not at all. Then you go and you say, oh, that church, that church. Hey, those people. Wow. Please hold the hand of the person by your side. 2-2. We are going to pray. 2-2. 2-2. 2-2. We're going to pray that the temptation to be disloyal, the person whose hand you are holding, God will give them grace to escape it. Praise the Lord. Yeah, it takes grace. Nobody was born with it. It takes grace. God, like you'll be praying, God, give Jerry grace not to be disloyal. To escape it. Because sometimes, Charlie, sometimes the enticement is really enticing. But God, help my brother, help my sister to escape the disloyalty. Help disloyalty against God and the work of God. I want you to pray wherever you are. Just pray for the person. Father, give them the grace to be able to be loyal to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Give them grace to be able to be loyal. Loyal. Can you pray for them? Pray for your brother. Pray for your sister. Pray that they will stand in commitment to God. They will stand in dedication to God. They will stand. They will love the Lord. And they will protect the work of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Lefita kaladuza vila toska. Enteli veli kolosefre. Thank you, Father. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. Zalabaka pahasa telebredede. Jakwa tatatata lambalataha. Adula bradikapa. Pray. Come on now. Pray. Pray. Shalatahata. Itala bahasa. Lekefretehete. I want you to pray that anybody whose voice is in their ears and is polluting them without their knowing, may God cut those people off. Pray. Can you please pray? Anybody who is speaking to them and is polluting them, leading them, making them make decisions in the wrong direction, Father, we pray that you will cut those voices off from their ears. Anybody coming near their family with a disloyal spirit, with a poisonous spirit, Father, we pray, stop them. Stop them from coming near their children. Stop them from coming near their spouse. In the mighty name of Jesus, can you pray? Raise your voice.